our New Year's Eve edition. This wonderful Wine Wednesday. I'm your happy hostess with the most, Susanna Valencia Tillery. You know, it's that time of year where we like to reflect, come up with some resolutions, think of how we're going to change some things for 2016 or enhance them from the year before, the things that we were getting right. And I thought it was kind of fun to look at some of the traditions of other countries for what they do bringing in the new year. And though there is going to be a big extravaganza on Main Street, if you want to see our very own ball drop, it will be happening from 8 o'clock on. However, if you are looking to get married or you're looking for a suitor this year, it is Latin American trends that they say that you must sit and stand 3 times at the stroke of midnight in order for your wish to be fulfilled. Of course, should you see your suitor on the other side of the room and maintain eye contact, do it very subtly, do it very gracefully. They'll be wondering, why is she sitting and standing 3 times? I just don't know. But that's just something, if you're my listener and you're thinking, I'm looking for a suitor, I'd try it. It's not no financial obligation, just a little standing, a little sitting. It's completely fine. You know what I thought was also interesting is there's this folklore in regards to potatoes. So in the Brazilian culture, they take 3 potatoes. One they peel completely, one they peel halfway, and one they don't peel at all. And you put it under your bed. And should you later on come around those potatoes and you pull out one potato, should you pull out the potato that is fully peeled, that means that you're looking at being broke for the new year. If you peel the potato that is half, if you pull that half-peeled potato out, that means that your financial future is looking half and half for the coming year. However, should you find the completely intact potato, that means that you have wealth coming to you for the new year at the stroke of midnight. Isn't that interesting? Sort of folkloric, but nonetheless, these are traditions of others. I don't mind, of course, giving my wonderful husband a smooch at the stroke of midnight and prosperous new year. That sounds like the easiest, you know, no potatoes happening to be found or anything like that. But still, it's fun stuff and a good toast. Cheers to you ladies in the room. Thank you for joining us. Salut. In the studio, we have Martha Redner. She is our executive director of the Quail Valley's Charities, as well as a member of Quail who has been an executive member for the committee for since conception, 14 years. You've been right alongside him, Linda Downey. Now, Linda and I know each other through our connections from Riverside Children's Theater and White Glove.
That's right.
And this spring, you decided to dedicate yourself to retirement.
That's why I'm involved with Quail Valley. That
and I bet you're just as busy, if not busier. True or not true?
Yeah, I've been pretty busy, yes. Well, I did the Festival of Trees as my kind of last hurrah.
Oh.
So that's, now that that's over, I've got some extra time.
Now it's all tucked away. And
that's
again,
right.
It was a wonderful, that was the 28th year?
No, the 18th. That's
18th.
Close.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Just 10
There's
years
There's an
off.
8 in there. Going by memory. And what an terrific event that is. Of mm-hmm. course, White Glove always enjoys being able to be your preferred delivery service
yes,
of choice.
Yes, they are. They deliver the trees for us. They're great to work with. And we've had a relationship for a long time.
Oh, there you go. So you heard it here, folks. If you need a pickup or delivery service, whether it be one tree, mm-hmm. one piece of furniture, or an entire household move, White Glove Moving and Storage, they're here to help. And at great prices, plus free estimates for your full moves, whether it's across the street or across the country. But Linda, do tell us, what is it after 14 years that you're still committed to this? And what is probably one of your favorite events of the Charity Cup Week?
Well, I'm committed to it. I was actually a participant on the other side as a recipient of
Ooh.
Funding from Quail Valley for the Children's Theater and our programs that we do in schools with children.
And endless. I have so many friends that have their kids in the various performances and the camps.
Right,
so
right.
It is active, and
right.
I'm sure.
Well, Quail has always funded our school programming, which has been wonderful, and it's made us, you know, it's enabled us to do a lot. In the schools free of charge. So that's really something very special. But mm-hmm. so that was really my involvement prior to this year. And now that I am retired, I've been able to see it from the other side. And I was a part of the vetting of the charities. There are more. We have 33 charities, but there were more than that that applied for funding from Quail, and
we had to make
some tough decisions about what programs to fund and what not. But it was very interesting. I enjoyed it.
And with that in mind, what is the process? When is the deadline so that nonprofits that may be listening, they know for next year how they could possibly be slated?
It's, what is it, September 1st, Martha?
What we normally do is grant apps are available June 1, and then they're due back into my office at Quail Valley River Club by August the 1st.
Oh, that's plenty of time to get it downloaded and completed. Mm-hmm. And I assume they can get that right from the website?
No, they'll just need to call me
at
the 492-2069, and then I would then mail them a grant application.
Ideal. So just if there's any takeaway, folks, it's Martha Redner and her contact Amy at Quail are your go-tos to be able to either participate for tickets and entry to the various events, or even to be possibly added to the list as a nonprofit that might be able to receive the funds. These are the names you must remember, and I'm sure the rest you can Google if you aren't able to write this stuff down. Mm-hmm. Belinda, what might be one of your favorite events? I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm dying
to
know.
My favorite event. Well, you know, the first year I was a volunteer out at the golf tournament, and I think it was probably the coldest January on record. It's so freezing out there. I think it's colder out at that golf club than any place in the county. But that is a memory that I have. But I enjoyed that. But, you know, the parties are, of course, the fun times.
Oh, I second that notion. I haven't even been to one yet. I agree, Linda. I agree. That's terrific. Now, we also have Ann Patrick and her handsome son, Logan, who participates in the run, and they've been at it for 14 years. The 5K is the big kickoff. It's January 9th. We are still, in fact, looking for runners of all ages, right, Ann?
Correct.
And what's the best way for them to be able to find out information, make sure that they are put in for the right category, and so forth?
They can either contact me at my email address, which is apatrick@quailvalleygolfclub.com, or they can contact Runners Depot. Both of us have all the information that they need, and we can either send them a registration form or they can stop in and pick one up. Whatever works best for whoever wants to participate, we can do it for them.
And on January 9th, that beautiful Saturday morning.
I hope.
I can feel it. It's going to be amazing.
It's been rainy, it's been cold, and it's been beautiful. So let's keep our fingers crossed for beautiful weather.
It's going to kick off at 7:30.
7:30, yes.
But it's going to be a day full of family fun, correct?
Family fun. We have Tukey the Clown, Club Media Group, a DJ group coming in to play music for the morning, and Terry Barrett will be there to do face painting with the children. We'll have complimentary refreshments for anybody who shows up, whether you're participating or not.
And that's going to be right there at the main clubhouse in that front area.
Yep, right on A1A. So the main River Club is where the race begins. The 5K, it's going to be an out and back through Riamar. And then the 1 mile fun run is going to be a loop around over by Riverside Park.
Oh, terrific. So it's all very centrally located, but you can expect the festivities to kick off around 7:30. Gates will open at what time?
People can show up as early as 6:30. And even, you know.
You are such a sport, Anne. They can show up as early as 6:30.
And it's a runner's nature. A lot of runners don't want to commit until the morning of. And so last year, in fact, 60% of our runners registered the day of the race. So if people want to, you know, wait to register, we will be there at 6:30 to take day of reservations.
And that is advisable. If you are going to sign up day of, to come a bit early so that you can be fully registered. Get your wonderful T-shirt. What color are they this year?
They are a chartreuse safety green. So nice
very
and bright.
Nice. It's a collector's item, folks, is basically what Ann's getting at. So again, Runners Depot, or you can email Ann directly. That's to participate in the run, which is just days away, January 9th. It's going to be a beautiful day to get it all kicked off and the blood pumping, you know, there's something like that. Quick shout out, if I could, Pac-Mail Beachside. We had the privilege of exceeding our expectations this season for the amount of cell phones that were donated to help with our Cell Phones for Soldiers project. We greatly appreciate all of our loyal customers, those that live here year-round, as well as those that are here just for the winter season, or even those that were visiting and that are familiar with our services of being able to ship their luggage or ship their golf clubs ahead of time, round trip even. But they came came in and they donated a tremendous amount of phones as they kept receiving new phones for Christmas. And that allowed us to get another 2,000 calling cards, which we insert free of charge into every APO addressed package year round. Now, the month of January, we are going to be accepting contributions on behalf of the Military Moms Prayer Group for our Soldiers Chocolate campaign. This is where we send chocolates to our soldiers who are bravely and proudly serving on our behalf abroad. And it's the only time of year in which you can actually ship the chocolates and they won't melt going into those different parts of the world. So if you have some beautiful chocolates that you would like to donate and or any more cell phones, Pack Mail, we are in fact open Monday through Saturday and we'll gladly accept any of those wonderful contributions so that we can show our soldiers how much we care. And those little chocolates make a big difference, you know, a little pep in the step kind of thing. All right, so we have about a minute left, and Martha, I'd like to come back to you and just touch on the fact that there are a couple of events that are open to the public, some that involve art, some that involve jewelry. We just basically want to encourage the buying, because if you fall in love with it, buy it, because how much is going
right.
back to 30% the
charities? 30% of each item, 30%, right, whether it's a
so
painting
generous.
Or a piece of jewelry. We have the Heart to Art Show, which will run Monday, January 11th through Saturday, January 16th at the Palm House Gallery, located right on Ocean Drive.
And that's 10 to 5, so that you can pop mm-hmm. in at any point.
And then we also have the Heart to Art Jewelry Show, which will be Wednesday, January 13th. So that'll be an incredible day of looking at beautiful pieces of jewelry, which are made by two local ladies.
That's always so. And this is custom stuff. You don't have to worry about someone else having it. And that's always a really nice thing. And again, there is the cocktail party, which is Tuesday, January 12th, where there will be networking, art buying, the whole nine. And if people are at all interested in attending that particular cocktail party or even the Grand Winemaker Tasting, which is the following day on the 13th. How is it that they can go ahead and get tickets, Martha?
They can call Amy at Quail Valley, and her number direct line is 492-2035.
And that's six different winemakers flying into Vero Beach to pour their wines, talk about the experience, talk about the wines one-on-one with guests, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And then you fall in love with it and maybe buy a case.
Some wine.
Oh, I just love it. You just make it so convenient, Martha. So, of course, we're here with the charities of Quail Valley talking about their Charity Cup schedule of events January 9th through 16th. You're listening to the Vero Insider. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Captain Kirk here from White Rose Limo, featuring sedans, limos, and party buses, doing everything from trips to airports and seaports to helping you celebrate milestones for 16 years. And now on Friday nights, please join me on a happy hour tour, making the rounds all over town in an ongoing quest to find the best happy hour. Reserve your seats at White Rose Limo, 772-283-5133. White Rose Limo.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Wish you had more time for fun in the sun with your family? Bogged down with that never-ending list? The shopping, chauffeuring, arranging, organizing, and don't forget the pet appointments. Maybe you have a birthday or anniversary plans to make. It's all so time-consuming. Let Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach help you get things done. We're that extra pair of hands you need to balance your day. We offer customized, affordable services to fit your needs. Call 772-217-2160 or visit us online at www.conciergevero.com. Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach, making life easier every day.
Looking to rid yourself of the holiday doldrums? Get your tickets for the Vero Beach Theater Guild's live on stage hilarious comedy, Social Security, running from January 7th through January 17th. For tickets, call 562-8300. That's 562-8300. Or go online at verobeachtheaterguild.com. That's Social Security, January 7th through January 17th at the Vero Beach Theater Guild.
Oh, it's so nice having my old theme song back. A little nod to how amazing 2015 was. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Thank you so much for tuning in as we celebrate what a great year 2015 was and how 2016 is going to be equally, if not even more so, amazing. I did want to make mention that there are some really wonderful people that celebrities, regular common folks such as ourselves that have come and gone this year in 2015. And on CBS Sunday Morning, they did a wonderful tribute to all of the many famous people who have passed this year. And it was really touching to see how many musicians, so much talent, and over a handful of jazz musicians had come and gone. So if you are, in fact, a jazz lover, there's going to be live jazz New Year's Day at the Blue Star. And they're going to be doing a couple of tributes to some of the jazz musicians that we lost for 2015. So from 11 to 4 New Year's Day, you can expect some 2-for-1 mimosas, Bellinis, and some great jazz tributes, as well as some really delicious food just across the board. My favorite place for soup, just saying, Blue Star. I love me some good soup. So one of my favorite things to say on New Year's Day is to say the year before. So like on New Year's Day 2016, you say, 2015, I remember it like it was yesterday. Isn't that a hoot? Just give me some of my favorite lines, folks. I say use them wisely. And also, this one is one that I always think is kind of cute. If you don't tell someone about it ahead of time and you see them and you hadn't seen them on New Year's Eve, you can say, I haven't seen you in a whole year. And then you just give them a big hug. You do a toast and life is grand and it's really good stuff all the way around. You know, see, Donna, it's cheesy. It's totally cheesy, but it works. I haven't seen you in a whole year. Oh, my goodness. Let's just be excited. It's New Year's Day. Yes. You know, Donna, didn't we have a great time at the Blue Star for our holiday party? That was really fantastic.
They did a fantastic time for Planet Vero Radio. They really did.
It was over the top.
And I'm definitely going for the New Year's Day. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll be bumping into you.
You will.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you going to go to the downtown and watch the ball drop?
Quite possibly.
I am performing.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Where?
On the grassy knoll.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
Just a little rumor that the people that put on the channel, NBC ball drop in New York.
Right.
They're going to different places, and they usually go to new places. And since we're a new place, going to be on the wire with them.
Everyone wave frantically.
We might get seen. It's a rumor.
Oh, that is exciting. We have a new sponsor coming to the show for January. We're really excited. Caliber Home Loans. As you come into the new year and you think you might be ready for a new home or a refinance of your home, Caliber Home Loans is going to be our go-to. These ladies really know what they're doing. So we're excited to have their expertise join our show and give us some tidbits each and every week. In addition, Florals by Faye, the Event from International. If you have an upcoming big event, perhaps it's a wedding or perhaps it's some sort of big corporate extravaganza, some nonprofit program where it requires logistics and programming, consider the expertise of Faye Dominique for your services. And of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. It's that time of year where you just need a little help transitioning things. Maybe you want to move the piano around the house or move something from upstairs to downstairs. Just know that at White Glove, no job is too big. And of course, it's certainly not too small for us to be able to lend a helping hand. Handsome men with muscle. I tell you, I love my job. White Glove and Pac Mail representing those great boys and teams and families. It's really fantastic. So we have some team members of Quail Valley that are here on behalf of the Charity Cup. And before we go into those upcoming events, once again, for our listeners to be able to do some last call to actions to either sign up for the run or get tickets for the dinners and so forth, there's some great and exciting things happening with Quail. Is that true, Martha?
We're excited. We have a new location, which is at the very end of Royal Palm Point.
which will be called Quail at the Point.
Ooh.
And so we're scheduled to open July of 2016. We have an incredible 200-seat restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And then we'll have 11 additional suites, accommodations, which will be 1, 2, and 3-bedroom suites there at that location.
Oh, how terrific. And, of course, that will be open for members.
Yes.
But that will also offer more jobs to our local community and just be a really stunning landmark for people to be able to call out upon. I mean, that whole Royal Palm Point has been continuously transforming, and it's just excited to see Quail step up to the plate and make it something even extra special, right?
Right. We're excited. The other neat thing we've added to our club is we'll have a boat that'll go back and forth between the Point location and our River Club.
Like a little shuttle.
Little shuttle.
Oh, that's adorable.
So the members are excited about that shuttle.
Oh, it'll be a fun shuttle ride. I'm sure of that. That's really terrific. And, of course, we're looking forward to being able to see what comes of Royal Palm Point once that new addition is there, because I know that in the paper there's been talks of other things coming in, and it just looks like it's going to get a whole revamped
revitalization,
yeah.
I think.
I was going to say, not a facelift, because it's going to be new things, new businesses, new stuff altogether, which is, of course, really exciting and something that I think is what 2016 is going to be all about. I talk a lot with people one-on-one, and I hear folks say 2015 was good. It was better than 2014, yet in some ways it was sort of flat. And I feel that that flat was to be able for everyone to really assess, and that 2016, I think, is where we're all really going to be able to see that next level of growth. And from a moving perspective, we see people feeling more comfortable and buying again and looking forward to relocating and taking big plunges for big jobs, no matter where they are. And so that's sort of exciting, and we're happy to be at the cusp of that. Real quick again, Martha, if you would please share with us a couple of the events that folks can still participate in. Like, for example, the Grand Gala, which is going to be held the last day of the Charity Cup Week on the 16th. It's a sold-out event, but there is an opportunity for all of us to participate.
With the Grand Gala, we do have this year, first time ever, a live online auction, which anyone can join us in on this auction. Go to quailvalleyauction.com. We have 16 incredible items. It's live now. So again, just type in quailvalleyauction.com, and there's buy nows for each of the items. There's jewelry. There's Jake Owen tickets. There's a trip to Italy to stay in a castle for up to 16 people.
Wow.
So there's a trip to up to Connecticut area. So there's a lot of different items you'll see. It's such a variety for anyone.
And it's actually open now for bidding.
It's open now, yes.
Wow. And the raffle tickets, I assume, is if you're on site.
Raffle tickets, anyone can buy as well. Just call to me, 492-2069. Those tickets are available, $100 a ticket. It's a 50-50 raffle. We'll sell 600. 30,000 goes to the charities, and then 30,000 goes to 3 ticket pulls, which are $5,000, $10,000, and $15,000.
Wow. That's a nice investment. Pay $100, possibly come out with $15,000. It's sort of like those are good odds. That's good stuff right there. And there's only 600 tickets sold, so your odds are pretty good.
Great.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If you get an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, I'd love it very much if you could visit theveroinsider.com. We're going to have all of the main dates that we discussed on today's show right there for your convenience, as well as live links to all of our sponsors that make this show possible. Each and every wonderful Wine Wednesday, Foxy Nails open 7 days a week, Sandridge, your premier public golf course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, Pack Mail Beachside, the Hair Studio of Vero, and of course, the Lifestyle Concierge of Vero Beach. I really like this expression as we kind of round out the show. And thank you all, you ladies, wonderful ladies and gentlemen. Logan, thank you for participating in our great show today. But this is something that I found to really speak to me. It says, every year I make a resolution to change myself. This year, I'm making a resolution to be myself. And I think that that's a really great way to consider 2016. It's going to be an exciting time. There's obviously a kickoff with the Quail Valley Charity Cups to put us into full gear. I'll see you all New Year's Day at the Blue Star for a delicious brunch. Have a wonderful and safe New Year's Eve. Until next year.